Hey, sugar. Need a ride? Look at you. How long you been under that sun without any water? Wow, that's no good. Here, I have several there by your feet. Just take one. Oh, it's no problem, sweetie. No offense, but it looks like you would have died if you didn't get some form of hydration. Now, let me ask you the real question. What are you doing walking down the side of the highway like that? Well, duh. I knew you were traveling. Why else would you be trying to hitchhike? I'm asking, where are you traveling to? Well, if it's a secret, I won't pry. I just might have a little trouble taking you where you want to go. If I don't know where your destination is. Oh, okay. See, that one's so hard. I'm heading in the same direction. And I got a pretty big delivery, too. Loosen up. I don't bite, sweetheart. Though you do look cute enough to eat. Oops, sorry. I didn't even realize I put my arm around you. Folks say I'm too friendly with strangers. I guess it's a bad habit. So, what business do you have all across the country, if you don't mind me asking? Oh, you could tell me, sugar. I promise I won't tell anybody. Please. I see that smile forming on your face. I know you want to tell me. Whoa, that's a lot. So you're saying you're traveling across the country to see your long-distance girlfriend without any money or plan? I guess that means you're still a virgin if this girl is your true love or something. Saving each other for later? Kids these days. I mean, seriously, what would you have done if something happened to you? I mean, you could have been kidnapped by a psycho or something. Why do I care? Well, you know, it's because, well, to put it simply, it would be a shame if some crazy person messed up a pretty face like yours. I know you have a girlfriend. Sorry, I didn't mean to bark. I'm just a little irritable from being on the road all day, and I don't like the thought of nice folks being taken advantage of. Say, are you hungry? I know a pretty good diner a few miles ahead. Okay, well, just let me know if you want to stop and if you're hungry. There are some snacks in the back. You want some snacks, sugar? Okay, they should be in one of the compartments behind me. Sorry if you see my undies or anything. I didn't really have time to clean up my sleeping space. Oh, gee. It sounds like you found my scrapbook. It's a little hobby of mine. I like to take pictures of myself at all these cool tourist spots and tell myself when I find somebody, I'll take them there. Kind of like bookmarking them for future reference, you know? No, not yet. I haven't been able to find that special someone. I've been a trucker for a few years now. I guess the loneliness started to get to me. So that's why I hold out hope for my Prince Charming. Somebody to take me away from this boring old life. I'm sorry, sugar. I didn't mean to sour the mood or anything. I mean, just hearing about your cross-country voyage to see your one true love is so romantic to me. Frankly, it makes me a little bit jealous. What I would give to have a cute young boy like yourself appear on my doorstep. The things I would do to you. There I go rambling again. Sorry if I made you a little bit uncomfortable. I guess I'm just in kind of a mood right now. Whew. I feel like it's gotten hotter in here. Or is it just me? It's getting a little late. I have to use the bathroom really quickly. I'm going to pull into this rest stop. Do you want anything from the vending machine or anything? Okay, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere, sugar. Whoa, hey, sugar. What, are you getting the door for me? That's mighty sweet of you. You want to leave? You just got here. Plus, it's still a mighty long way to our destination. What are you saying, boy? You'd rather brave the highway at night than spend another second with me? I see how it is. You're just like the rest of them. You think I'm too old for you, don't you? You think I'm over the hill? That you're too good for me? I don't give a shit about your girlfriend. I saw your phone screensaver. She's pretty. That means she can easily find another boy in no time. It means I'm going to make you mine. Don't act scared, boy. You know how long I've been waiting for someone like you to show up? You're totally my type, too. Man, you don't know what it's like being rejected by everyone you ask out because I come on too strong. Well, not anymore. It's my turn to be happy. And my first act of business is fucking you whether you like it or not. Now come here. Oh, it's bad luck for you, sugar. Usually the first thing I do when I pull into a rest stop is masturbate. Thinking about cute little things like you. Oh, are you scared, cutie? Good. When I'm through with you, your face will be under the definition of Stockholm Syndrome. Oh, you're pretty weak, baby. Maybe all this time I was meant to be Princess Charming. And you're the damsel in distress. Well, that's a nice shirt. Be a shame if someone were to rip it. Oh, your chest looks so sexy, sugar. I was right to pick you. Stop struggling. Here, this will shut you up. Oh, you taste good, boy. I could just eat you up right here and now. As a matter of fact, I think I will. Oh, those kisses on your neck look good on you, sweetheart. I'll have to remember to give you new ones before they fade. So everyone knows you're spoken for. How many times do we have to go through this? I'm your new girlfriend. That means you do everything I say. You might as well forget about that other girl because I'm going to make sure you never see her again. That's it. Since you keep screaming for help, I'm going to give you something to scream about. Yeah, my big ass looks perfect in these tight jeans I'm wearing. I can see you get hard while I pull them down. Yeah. You see how wet I am from just kissing you? I'm practically soaked through my panties. Now say ah. Huh. You're choosing the hard way, aren't you? That's good. It's not as fun if you don't struggle. There we go. How do you like being gagged with my panties? Can you taste all my juices? Oh, you sound so cute with your voice muffled like that. I just can't help myself anymore. I have to ravage you. But just to make sure you can't escape. Yep. You see these handcuffs? I just want to ensure that my cute little prince doesn't go anywhere. Oh, fuck. You look so sexy. So helpless. I can do anything to you. And there's nothing you can do about it. It's my complete victory. I've always dreamed of dominating a cute little thing like you. And now that it's happening, I'm gonna enjoy it to the fullest. And let me get your pants off. Whoa. Your cock just bounced right out. You must be excited to be owned by me. Maybe you wanted this. To become the plaything of a random woman. Now give me that cock. Oh. Oh. Oh, it's better than I thought. I love this sight. Oh, I can see you tearing up. Oh, baby. Your tears look so cute. Oh, I'm gonna start bouncing on your cock now. Oh, 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 fuck, this is so good. Oh, I haven't had a fuck like this in years. Oh, I love it. Oh, I love the idea of you being stolen from your girlfriend by me. Oh, oh, I wonder if your girlfriend is waiting for you to show up. Oh, that's so hot. Oh, she has no idea you've become the bitch of a trucker lady. I guess your romantic little story of crossing the country for your girlfriend ends like this. Looks like your story is more of a tragedy. Oh, don't worry, baby. For me, this is a dream come true. A real Cinderella story. Oh, I can feel your cock twitching inside of me. Are you gonna come soon? Oh, good. Come inside me. I bet you wanted your first time to be with your girlfriend, right? Well, that's too fucking bad. Your virginity belongs to me now. You belong to me now. Oh, now come inside me. Oh, come from being completely and utterly dominated. Good boy. Oh, such a good submissive boy. Oh, I guess I should unhandcuff you now. Or I could keep you like this. Let's face it. You look really adorable and fatigued like this. Plus, I want round two soon. And round three. And, are you getting a call? Well, let's see who it is. Oh, it's your girlfriend. I should introduce myself. Hello? Yes, this is his phone. You're talking to his new girlfriend. It's fine if you don't believe me. I can prove it. And scent. Did you get those? Oh, I can hear your voice trembling. Yeah, I fucked him. His virginity belongs to me now. He's mine. So you might as well forget all about him. He looks better on me anyway. I guess a Barbie doll like you doesn't measure up to a mature woman like me. Bye-bye. Now that that ugly bitch is dealt with, we can get back to it. But first, let's cuddle. Your face feels nice in between my tits. This is going to be a familiar sight for you from now on. I can't wait to take you all around the country. I saw this cute little pet shop a few miles ahead. We can hit it up. I'll find you a cute little collar with a little bell so I always know where you are. Oh, that means I gotta give you more neck kisses so they're still visible even with the collar on. We are gonna have so much fun. I can't wait to break your mind over and over again by fucking you. And you'll thank me each time by saying, "Thank you, princess." And we lived happily ever after.